You're listening to Art Bank on 95 BFM.
You are listening to Art Bank, and I am on with Ursula Bradley, and again, trying to make sure that I can get the levels right. Can you hear me, Ursula?
Yeah, quietly.
Quietly. I need to work out. Yeah, I should probably ask some questions about that because it's a recurring theme of the last couple of weeks. Can you hear me enough to know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cool. So we're talking this morning because you've got a show on at the moment at Saatchi and Saatchi and Saatchi in the new location off Queen Street. And the show's Hoarder. Yeah. Yeah, how's your morning going?
It's good. I haven't done anything but play chess online.
Is that like against people you know or against strangers?
Strangers. That's why online is better.
And the show is a painting show. You've actually got work on at Envy in Wellington at the moment, I believe, as well. Or soon to open.
I'm hoping to get down and see that one up.
Well, I wanted to start by asking, it's a painting show, and what is your sort of background as a painter? Like, are you coming from a kind of academic training or self-taught, or how did you become a painter?
I really liked painting, like, in high school as like a side hobby. I was really bad at high school art. I think I failed. And then I just threw it at home, and then I just kept doing it, and then I like went to art school, and I would still use as a hobby and not handed any of it in really. And then when I graduated, I was like back to painting, I guess.
What sort of work were you doing at art school?
Everything like photography, sculpture, just anything but painting.
Yeah, I feel like that's like kind of a common story. People have that side practice that they kind of do when they've got free time, and it ends up being the thing you carry through after you graduate.
Yeah, because you don't need to be doing, I think a lot of people said they don't, are surprised that they don't teach you how to paint at university. They teach you like other kinds of things, which you definitely don't, and painting is like especially slow for me, so it's like, it's easier if I try out something else and like learn the ideas at art school that I can put into practice and painting.
Because the work,
like, when I learn about painting, I learn off like YouTube.
Yeah, because for people who haven't seen the show yet, the works are, they're figurative paintings, but they've got this almost photographic theme to them. Like, they're all portraits of collections of objects, and you describe them to me as sort of like still lives. Is that sort of the mode of painting you've been doing for a while, this kind of quasi-still life thing?
Yeah, I like, if I go from a photo, I can find the photo anywhere to like pick the exact idea I want and then just put it in a completely different setting. Like, if I want to paint a duck, I'll just Google duck and then I'll pick one and...
So are you sort of collaging them together?
Yeah.
And I know that... Oh, sorry.
Most of my own photos, but, yeah.
And I know that some of the subjects in Hoarder are based on object collections in flats, like your flat or flats you've visited. And in that case, is it more of a just, you know, direct still life of these objects?
Yeah, I edited for the one of at Ben Sutt. I edited the ones that were too small or that I thought not paintable, but beyond my reach, like this like crystal thing that I was like, oh, I don't know if I could do that right now. And then I just changed like certain things like for aesthetic purposes, like the wall colour or the material that the shelf is.
Yeah, they're these things. They're these collections of objects, and there is a kind of, there's maybe an element of kitsch, although often, you know, people have strong reactions to that word. Do you think it is kitsch?
Yeah, I like kitsch work. I don't have any problem with it. I think, like, the mass-produced side of kitsch is, like, what people tie into maybe the problem of it. or something.
Yeah, because in that one portrait, there's this Pikachu model, and then there's also, like, yeah, these, like, vases and things.
Yeah, and I think lots of things find that a very, like, kitsch kind of room decor, and I love that. Like, one of his flatmates has so many horse and dog objects. Like, lots of very kitsch things that he's found on Trade Me.
Well, I remember when everyone was after one of those panthers covered with enamel.
Panthers?
There were, like, these models of panthers made of, I think, ceramic, and you would see them on people's mantelpieces or on the, what do you call it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the works, are they all from this year?
Yeah. I did my first picture of a porcelain girl from my work, and I was like, oh yeah, I really like, I want to do more of these. And then I just, over the course of the year, did so many that I had a full show to do.
So you sort of, you started doing the paintings, you weren't working toward a show?
No, yeah, because I guess I was doing a lot of different paintings to try out what I wanted. And then the theme just carried on stronger than the others.
And there's this text that accompanies the show, and I'll just... So it begins, the dolls arrived far more than expected, and we piled them into the last of the remaining stock shelves, which they sprawled into and filled up like a musty tide of lace and cotton stuffing. It's this really wonderful little, like, literary short story. And I was wondering, firstly, who wrote that, and secondly, is it true?
Ben wrote that, and yeah, it's true. We work at Auction House, and 1 week, just so many dolls arrived, like, from the States. And we had, like, a kind of doll toy sale. And they were very cute dolls, very creepy.
And was that the sort of beginning of this project?
No, that happened, like, halfway through, but it was definitely, like, a lot of the source material, including the ones that are all of the, like, was it, like, 5 dolls? That was from that. Yeah, because there were just so many opportunities to take good, creepy doll photos.
Do you have, like, specific ideas of what you want to paint? Like, are you Googling certain images, or are you just keeping track of images that come across your path that you might paint later on?
Yeah, I just take so many pictures, and then when I'm in front of my canvas, I'll be going to my phone and being like, oh, yeah, that one's good, that one's good. And then other times, yeah, because for this job in particular, I was working off photos more, but in previous times, I'd have, like, a more specific idea and then, like, sort out the materials in order to paint that.
And the title Hoarder, is that coming from working at the auction house?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I wanted to explore this idea of, like, collecting... almost like an addiction, where I would see so many people who bought. Yeah, it was funny how they kind of described their habit in a kind of self-depreciating way, where they'd be like, I just can't stop. And I kind of like, but I was just interested in what, especially with the dolls and the more strange objects, what were they getting out of them?
Well, there's also something quite funny where, presumably, when you're selling, you know, someone's collection in an auction house, it's because they've passed away or they've gone through some big desire to suddenly have capital or something, or what do you call that, liquid assets. So someone is divesting themselves of their hoarding habit while maybe someone else is getting to kind of feed their habit in response.
Yeah, it's fun to see people come with... a big collector is selling off their wholesale, all of the other collectors will come in and be like, I sold this to him 20 years ago. And then they maybe buy it back again.
And when you, you know, draw this kind of line between between a flat you're visiting and these kind of obsessive and very expensive collections that you're seeing in the auction house? Do you kind of, is there like a spectrum of hoarding to it all? Like, do you see it as coming from the same impulse, or is it more ephemeral than that?
There's definitely a spectrum. I don't see too many like serious problem hoarders. It's more hobbyists and people who have like a community in the game. And the game of it all. And it seems mostly just quite fun, I think. But I'm trying to stop myself from collecting too many objects, because it does make your life difficult in a different way. Moving, or no one really wants to, a lot of people complain about their parents' collections and how they don't want to, they're trying to always convince them to Marie Kondo it or something.
Do you collect anything?
I collect clothing and probably trinkets. I probably have like a couple of trinket boxes like dotted around.
But you sort of try and keep that impulse contained.
Yeah, I like to be, I have to and like to be able to move regularly-ish.
And as a painter, do you find that you're largely looking at other painters?
Yeah, I really like Rhea and Liz Moore, who just did a show at Avenue. That was amazing. I think they provide.
Well, there's something quite nice about having this show about hoarders, which, you know, there's that kind of entrancement with objects, and then you're also producing these quite kind of, you know, glamorous objects. They have this detail and the sophistication to their, you know, they've got sophisticated compositions and painting technique that makes them quite glamorous objects.
Yeah, that's funny. I've just kind of started getting into maybe owning a little bit of art, and it feels definitely probably a similar impulse to own art as and any porcelain piece. Little bit like more exclusive maybe, but because their art is usually a one-off. But still the same kind of thing where you're like, oh, I own that person, and then someone else is like, oh, I have one of those too, and then you can like build a connection with that.
Yeah, it's quite funny when you can talk to people and be like, ah, yes, we all collect the same artist.
Like, yeah.
And you're showing, we mentioned this, that you're showing work down in Wellington at the moment with Envy. And is that work from the same kind of body of paintings?
Yeah, I think I said the ones that fit in the least to this show. Like, I keep saying like, one of the ones I sent there was an anime doll that I painted, which I thought was tangentially related, but could stand on its own as a different kind of subject matter, because that one was more, about a different kind of desire, maybe.
And do you feel like this show is a kind of, you know, when you do a show, do you feel like it kind of closes out a period of work for you, or do you think you'll continue working with this material for the next year?
Yeah, I haven't done too many shows, so this has been a really good experience, and it did feel like a closing of that. I have a couple of unfinished ones that I can't see myself finishing yet. And then I really want to put a stamp on it and move on to something new.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking this morning. And when is Hoarder on until?
I think it's on to the 15th of April. And on Sundays and Mondays we're open.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And head along to Hoarder, Ursula Bradley's exhibition at Saatchi & Saatchi & Saatchi in Queen's Court off Queen Street. We can jump into a track now. This is Kamikaze by PJ Harvey.